Welcome to Hospitality Unlocked, the podcast where we explore the art of creating exceptional experiences. Whether you're managing short-term rentals, running a service-based business, or simply passionate about elevating hospitality, we've got you covered. Each episode, we dive into actionable tips, inspiring stories, and expert insights to help you deliver unforgettable service and grow your business. Let's unlock the secrets to hospitality together. I'm Julia, your host and hospitality expert. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Anna, our AI-powered hospitality specialist.
Hey, everyone. Today's topic is one that every host, manager, and hospitality professional needs to understand: the emotional side of hospitality.
That's right, Anna. We'll be breaking down why emotions play a huge role in guest satisfaction, how to create real, meaningful connections with guests, how to set clear expectations without overpromising, common myths about guest satisfaction, and of course, real-life stories from Embark Journey Rentals. So, let's jump in. All right, let's start by breaking down something that's often overlooked in hospitality: the emotional side of the guest experience. A lot of people focus on the physical aspects of a short-term rental or hotel: cleanliness, location, amenities, pricing. And those do matter. But here's the thing: guests don't always remember the details of their stay. What they really remember is how they felt.
That's exactly right. Studies show that 95% of decisions guests make are subconscious and based on emotions. Guests are more likely to leave positive reviews if they had a great emotional experience, even if minor issues occurred. Negative emotions, like frustration or feeling unvalued, lead to disproportionately bad reviews.
So even if you have a beautifully designed rental, if a guest experiences frustration, stress, or confusion, that's what they'll remember. And the tricky part? A lot of that emotional response happens before they even step inside your rental. Let's break it down into three key emotional stages in the guest journey. 1. Anticipation, pre-arrival stage. 2. Experience, during their stay. 3. Reflection, post-stay and review stage.
1. The emotional power of anticipation, pre-arrival stage. The emotional journey actually starts before the guest even arrives. This is called the anticipation phase, and it's one of the most overlooked parts of hospitality.
That makes sense. I mean, when people book a trip, they're already imagining what their stay will be like. Here's an example from Embark Journey Rentals. We once had a couple, Lisa and David, who booked one of our rentals for their anniversary. After booking, they didn't hear anything from us for weeks. No welcome message. No confirmation email with details. No recommendations or excitement-building messages. By the time they arrived, they already felt disconnected. And even though the place was spotless, they gave us a 4-star review instead of 5. Why? Lisa wrote, "We had a nice stay, but we didn't feel like we were truly welcomed. The experience felt transactional."
That's such a key takeaway. People crave human connection. Even automated messages can create that if they're done thoughtfully. How to elevate the anticipation phase. Send a warm, friendly booking confirmation example. "Hey, guest name. We're so excited to host you at Rental Name. Your getaway is coming up soon, and we want to make sure it's perfect for you. If you have any special requests, just let us know." Build excitement with pre-stay emails or texts. A week before check-in, send an email with a fun countdown message, photos of the space to reignite excitement, local recommendations tailored to their trip, romantic spots, business-friendly cafes, etc. Give guests a sense of belonging. Guests should already feel connected before they arrive.
2. The emotional impact of the stay, how first impressions shape the entire experience. All right, let's talk about that first moment when guests arrive. That's where first impressions lock in the emotional tone of the entire stay.
Right. Research shows that it takes just 7 seconds for someone to form a first impression. If a guest feels immediately welcomed, comfortable, and valued, that sets the tone for the rest of their experience. But if their first interaction is stressful, confusing, or impersonal, that emotional response sticks with them, even if everything else goes perfectly afterward.
That's why a smooth check-in process is so important. Let me give you an example from Embark Journey Rentals. We had a guest named Jonathan who arrived late at night after a long flight. The keyless entry code didn't work the first time he tried it. He had to call us, already frustrated. We responded quickly, but by that point he was already emotionally drained. Even though he later said the place was great, his review mentioned that he was frustrated by check-in.
That's a classic example of how stress can overshadow everything else. How do you create a positive first impression? Ensure a seamless check-in process. Double-check that the instructions are crystal clear if using keyless entry test codes in advance. Have a backup plan, lockbox, emergency contact. Personalize the welcome experience. A simple handwritten note or small welcome gift can turn a neutral experience into a memorable one. Check in with guests. Shortly after arrival, example text. Hey, guest name, just wanted to check in. Hope everything is perfect. Let me know if you need anything.
3. The emotional reflection, why the last 24 hours matter most for reviews. Now let's talk about the final stage, when guests leave and reflect on their stay.
This is actually when guests decide what kind of review to leave. Guests will mentally sum up their stay based on the strongest emotional moments. If the check-in was smooth, they'll remember that. If the host checked in and made them feel valued, that sticks. If the checkout process was easy and stress-free, they'll leave on a good note.
This is why end-of-stay communication is so important. How do you create a positive farewell experience?
Send a thoughtful checkout message. Hope you had an amazing stay, guest name, safe travels, and we'd love to host you again. Make leaving easy. Have clear, simple checkout instructions. No overwhelming cleaning requirements. Guests hate that. Ask for feedback personally before reviews. Go public example. We always want to improve. If there's anything we could have done better, let us know. We'd love to make it right.
So the big takeaway here is guests remember emotions more than details.
Right. If you can intentionally create positive emotional touch points, you'll get more 5-star reviews, more repeat bookings, happier guests who recommend you to others.
All right, that was segment 1. We really dug deep into the psychology behind guest satisfaction.
Coming up next, we'll talk about how to build genuine connections with guests without overstepping boundaries. Stay tuned.
All right. In segment 1, we broke down the psychology of guest emotions and how that impacts the guest experience. Now let's talk about how to actually build meaningful connections with guests while also managing their expectations. Because here's the thing, hospitality is more than just a transaction. People don't just book a stay, they book an experience.
That's so true. In fact, studies show that 78% of guests who feel an emotional connection to a brand or business are more likely to return and recommend it to others. But there's a delicate balance. You want to create a personal connection without overstepping boundaries or overwhelming guests. So in this segment, we'll cover Dean, the importance of trust in hospitality, how to personalize the guest experience, setting and managing guest expectations.
One, trust is the foundation of great hospitality. Let's start with trust, because it's the foundation of any strong guest relationship. Trust in hospitality is built in 3 ways. Pre-stay communication, clear, honest, and timely responses. During the stay, keeping promises and solving issues quickly. Post-stay, following up and showing appreciation. Without trust, even the most beautiful property can get bad reviews. Real-life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We had a guest, Mark, who booked one of our cabins for a work retreat. A week before his stay, he sent a message asking, "Hey, just checking. Do you have strong Wi-Fi? I'll be working remotely." One of our team members responded, "Yes, the Wi-Fi is great, but here's what happened. The Wi-Fi worked well in most areas, but was spotty in the bedroom. Mark relied on working from the bedroom for privacy. He ended up frustrated and leaving a lower rating. Even though the cabin was beautiful, that one broken trust point affected his experience."
That's a great example of how setting accurate expectations builds trust. Even small exaggerations can break it. How to build trust with guests. Be transparent in your listings. If Wi-Fi is spotty in certain areas, say that up front. If there's construction nearby, warn them in advance. Use proactive communication. Instead of waiting for guests to ask, send a message like, "Hey, guest name, just a heads up. Wi-Fi is great in the living area, but can be weaker in the bedroom. Let us know if you need anything." Handle issues quickly and empathetically. If something goes wrong, acknowledge it and offer solutions immediately.
2, personalizing the guest experience without being overbearing. All right, let's move on to personalization. People love feeling special. But in hospitality, personalization doesn't mean treating every guest the same way. It means reading their needs and responding accordingly.
Exactly. Some guests love engaging conversations with their host, while others prefer a seamless private experience. So how do you know what type of guest you're dealing with? Three types of guests and how to cater to them. Dumb and the social guest, loves chatting, asking for recommendations, and connecting. How to engage. Ask about their trip purpose. Offer local recommendations in person. To the independent guest, prefers minimal interaction but wants everything well organized. How to engage. Use automated messages instead of phone calls. Leave a guest guidebook for them to explore on their own. The high expectation guest expects a hotel level experience and is very detail focused. How to engage. Double check everything before they arrive. Provide clear professional communication.
Real life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We had a couple, Emily and Jake, who were huge food lovers staying at one of our properties. When we found out they were coming for a foodie weekend, we left a small welcome gift, a local artisanal chocolate, sent a message saying, "Hey Emily and Jake, if you're looking for great food, check out restaurant name. It's a hidden gem." Their response? "Wow. Thank you for the thoughtful touch. We love the chocolate and will definitely check out that restaurant." And guess what? They left a glowing 5-star review.
So how to personalize the guest experience without overstepping? Use guest preferences. If they mention a special occasion, acknowledge it. Offer localized tips. Give one or two tailored recommendations. Don't force interaction. Let guests set the tone of engagement.
3, setting and managing guest expectations. All right, let's talk about expectations, because one of the biggest sources of guest frustration is when reality doesn't match what they imagined.
Right. 90% of negative reviews stem from mismanaged expectations, not actual problems. Common expectation gaps and how to fix them. Expectation: this will feel like a luxury hotel. Reality check: if your rental is more casual, set that tone in your listing. Expectation: there will be a full-time concierge or front desk. Reality check: if it's self-check-in, communicate that clearly. Expectation: the place will be silent at all times. Reality check: if there's noise potential, warn them early. How to prevent expectation issues. Set clear boundaries in listings. Reiterate key details in pre-stay messages if guests seem unhappy. Address it before they leave. Final thoughts on guest connection and expectations.
So, to sum it up, hospitality is all about trust, personalization, and clear expectations. If you build trust with transparent communication, personalize the experience without overwhelming guests, and set clear expectations up front, you'll have happier guests, fewer issues, and way more 5-star reviews.
Exactly. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to debunk common myths about hospitality and guest expectations.
All right, now that we've covered trust and personalization, let's talk about expectations. Because honestly, most guest frustrations, complaints, and bad reviews come from misaligned expectations, not actual problems.
That's exactly right. According to a study by Cornell University, 90% of negative reviews in hospitality are due to unmet expectations rather than actual issues. And the frustrating part? Many of these problems could have been avoided if expectations were set clearly from the start. So in this segment, we're diving into 1, why setting guest expectations is critical. How to set clear expectations before, during, and after a stay. 3, common expectation gaps and how to prevent them. 1, why setting guest expectations is critical.
I think one of the biggest mistakes new short-term rental hosts make is assuming guests automatically understand what to expect. But here's the truth. People bring their own assumptions into every stay. Some guests expect hotel-style service. Some assume self-check-in means no support at all. Some believe every Airbnb has daily housekeeping.
Right. And when expectations don't match reality, it can feel like a broken promise to the guest, even if you didn't mean to mislead them.
Real-life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We once had a guest, Sarah, who booked one of our cozy mountain cabins. The listing said, "Rustic charm with modern comforts." Sarah assumed that meant hotel-like luxury. When she arrived, she sent a message. "The cabin is nice, but I expected a coffee shop within walking distance and a more modern shower." Even though we never said there was a coffee shop nearby, her own expectations shaped how she felt about her stay. Lesson learned. We updated the listing to say, "This is a true nature retreat. No nearby shops, just peace and quiet."
Assume nothing. If you don't spell it out, guests will fill in the blanks themselves. How to set clear expectations before, during, and after a stay.
So how do we actually set clear expectations without making our listing sound unappealing? Here's a simple three-step approach. Pre-stay. Set the right tone in your listing and communication. During the stay, reinforce expectations in a friendly way. Post-stay. Manage expectations for reviews and future stays. Pre-stay. Setting expectations in your listing and messages.
This is where most hosts go wrong. They try to make the property sound perfect instead of being honest and accurate. What should be crystal clear in your listing? One, what the property is and isn't. Instead of a peaceful retreat, say a remote cabin for the nature lovers. Two, check-in and check-out details. Check-in at 3 p.m. Say self-check-in available after 3 p.m. via smart lock. No early check-ins. Three, house rules. If no pets are allowed, say, we love animals, but this property is pet-free due to allergies. Four, potential pain points. Instead of hiding issues, be upfront. This is a charming 100-year-old home. Expect creaky floors and character. If you describe it accurately, the right guests will book, and the wrong guests won't. During the stay, reinforcing expectations in a friendly way.
All right, so they've booked. Now, how do we make sure expectations stay aligned during the stay? You need gentle reinforcement. Here's how. Of course, customize to fit your rental. Welcome message. Restate key details. Hey, guest name. Welcome. Just a quick reminder, checkout is at 11 a.m., and the Wi-Fi password is in the guidebook. Let me know if you need anything. House manual. Have a printed or digital guidebook that answers common questions. Proactive check-in. A quick message after they arrive. Hey, guest name. I hope you got in smoothly. Let me know if you need anything at all. Reminder for checkout. Hey, guest name. Hope you had a great stay. Just a reminder, checkout is at 11 a.m. Safe travels. Post-stay, managing expectations for reviews.
And finally, even after they check out, we still want to guide their expectations, especially when it comes to reviews. Absolutely. A small nudge can influence the type of review they leave. How to encourage 5-star reviews. Follow-up message. Hey, guest name, we loved hosting you. If you had a great stay, we'd really appreciate a 5-star review. If there's anything we could improve, please let us know. Respond to reviews thoughtfully. For a good review, thank you, guest name. We're so glad you enjoyed your stay. Hope to host you again. For a bad review, we're sorry to hear this. We strive for 5-star stays and will use your feedback to improve.
Three common expectation gaps and how to fix them. Expectation versus reality. Why guests leave negative reviews. Expectation? This will feel like a luxury hotel. Reality check. If your rental is cozy but not high-end, set that expectation. Expectation? There will be a concierge or 24/7 support. Reality check. If you're not available 24/7, make that clear. Expectation. I can check in early or check out late whenever I want. Reality check. Remind them politely in pre-arrival messages. Final thoughts on guest expectations.
So, to wrap this up, setting clear expectations is the key to happy guests and great reviews. If you describe your listing honestly, communicate clearly before, during, and after a stay, proactively manage any issues, then you'll avoid most guest complaints before they even happen.
Absolutely. And coming up in the next segment, we'll debunk common myths about hospitality. Welcome back. Now that we've explored how to set guest expectations, let's tackle some of the biggest myths in the short-term rental and hospitality world. Because let's be real, there are a lot of misconceptions floating around about what makes a great guest experience.
Exactly. Some of these myths cause hosts to overwork themselves or miss out on opportunities to create better guest relationships.
So today we're going to bust these myths wide open and offer some practical solutions. Here's what we'll cover. One myth. Number one, the customer is always right. Myth. Number two, great hospitality, fancy amenities. Myth. Number three, bad reviews mean you failed. Myth. Number four, a low price is the best way to attract more guests. Myth. Number five, hosting is passive income.
One myth, number one, the customer is always right.
Anna, I want to start with the most dangerous myth in hospitality. This idea that the customer is always right.
Oof, this one sets hosts up for failure because it implies you should bend over backward even when guests are being unreasonable.
Exactly. And let's be honest, not all guests are right. Some guests ignore house rules. Make unfair demands. Try to get refunds for things beyond your control. At Embark Journey Rentals, we once had a guest who said during her stay, it was too quiet and I was scared at night. Like, what?
That's a perfect example. Your listing clearly described it as a peaceful retreat in nature. The guest's expectation was wrong, not your listing. Solution. Instead of treating the customer as always right, think of your role as a host like this. Provide great service, stay professional, hold boundaries when necessary. Two, myth number two, great hospitality ills fancy amenities.
Next up, one of my favorites. A lot of new hosts think that offering fancy, expensive amenities is what creates a five-star guest experience.
Right, but data actually shows that comfort, cleanliness, and communication matter more than luxury. According to AirDNA, the top three drivers of five-star reviews are one easy check, into a spotless home, three, great communication. Focus on comfort and convenience before luxury. A high-quality mattress equals more impact than a bottle of champagne. A clear check-in process equals more impact than a welcome basket. Great Wi-Fi equals more impact than expensive toiletries.
Three, myth number three. Bad reviews mean you failed. Let's talk about bad reviews, because I know so many hosts freak out when they get one.
Yes, but here's the secret. Every successful rental gets bad reviews sometimes. Even the top-rated Airbnbs in the world have one-star reviews from guests who just weren't a good fit.
Exactly. The goal isn't to have zero bad reviews. The goal is to minimize them and respond professionally. Real-life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We once had a guest who freaked out because they saw a spider on the patio. I mean, nature exists. Instead of stressing, we responded with, "Thank you for your feedback. Since this cabin is in the woods, occasional bugs are part of the natural environment. We recommend keeping doors closed to prevent any surprises inside." Solution. Don't take bad reviews personally. Respond professionally and use feedback to improve. Four, myth number four. A low price is the best way to attract more guests. Anna, what's one of the biggest pricing mistakes hosts make?
Ooh, easy. Thinking that lowering their price will automatically bring in more bookings.
Right, but here's the truth. Competing on price alone, a race to the bottom. Cheaper guests, more problems. Real life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We tested this with one of our properties. Lowered the price by 20%. Attracted more bookings, but also more problems. Guests leaving messes, more complaints. Raised the price slightly, plus. Improved listing description. Attracted better guests, fewer problems, higher ratings. Solution? Instead of being the cheapest, focus on being the best value. Five. Myth number five, hosting is passive income. And finally, the biggest myth of them all, the idea that hosting is passive income.
Oh yes, this is the dream people sell. Just buy an Airbnb, sit back and watch the money roll in.
But anyone who actually runs a short-term rental knows hosting is work. Guest communication takes time. Unexpected issues pop up all the time. Real-life example, Embark Journey Rentals. We once had a guest check in at 2 a.m., only to call saying, "The Wi-Fi isn't working, and I can't figure out the thermostat. I was half asleep, but had to troubleshoot because hosting isn't passive." Solution? If you want true passive income, hire a property manager. Otherwise, expect to be involved in operations. All right, that wraps up our myth-busting session.
And remember, smart hosting is about working efficiently, not just harder.
So, final takeaways. Great hospitality isn't just about a nice space. It's about how guests feel.
Right, your guests' emotions will define your success. Take action. Personalize your welcome. Be proactive in communication. Set clear, realistic expectations.
And if you found this episode helpful, do us a favor. Subscribe, leave a review, and share this with a fellow host. It really helps us reach more people who need these tips. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more game-changing hosting strategies.